Iranian pastor now faces the death penalty. Study reveals intuitive people are more prone to believe in God. And want to join a nationwide potluck? These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Pastor Yusuf Nardarkhani turned down his final chance to reject Christ and return to Islam.
We hear some rumors that he could be executed literally this week.
That's Todd Nuttleton with Voice of the Martyrs, who's been following the case since day one. Pastor Yusuf was arrested 2 years ago on apostasy charges after protesting Islamic education for his sons. After Yusuf refused for the third time yesterday to turn from Christ, no one's sure what's going to happen.
There has not been a judicial execution of a Christian for more than 20 years in Iran. So if, in fact, this case happens and Pastor Yusuf is executed, that would mark a significant change in direction by the government in how they're treating the church, in how they're treating Christians, and especially those who have left Islam to follow Christ.
Nettleton says rapid church growth has become a governmental concern. Pray that Yusuf would not become the scapegoat. You can speak up for him. There are links at our website. Next, 22,000 kids die every day unnecessarily. That's 1 in 4 seconds. 4 million every year.
And they're dying from preventable diseases.
That's the president of Medical Teams International, Bas van der Zalm. The question is, what can we do about it? Van der Zalm says Medical Teams is doing something about it.
We want to save and change the lives of 1 million children and women around the world, some of those who are the poorest and the neediest and in the most difficult circumstances. And so that's why we're calling it 1 in a Million campaign.
For as little as $2.35, you can change a life. Van der Zalm says Liberia is one of 16 countries they're focusing on.
We are working in a county where only 10% of the people are Christians. All of the others are Muslims or people of other faiths. This provides us with an enormous opportunity to show the love of Christ to people who don't know him.
As a result, people will come to know Christ and churches will grow. You're listening to Mission Network News. While summer is over, one ministry is thanking God for hitting a milestone in ministry. Russian Ministries reports they set a new record for the number of kids they were able to send to summer camp. More than 8,500 kids attended 98 different Russian Ministries evangelistic camps this summer in Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, Moldova, and Central Asia. Campers came mostly from poor, non-Christian families. Pray that God will begin growing those spiritual seeds that were planted. Meanwhile, a recent study dubs faith in God as a little more than a gut feeling. The Harvard study claims that basic differences in thinking style can influence religious belief. The idea, according to the survey, is that more intuitive people are more likely to believe in God than those who are more reasonable. Evangelist Sammy Tippett disagrees.
Engineers typically think in a more reasoning-type fashion, but in schools for engineering, I found that people are more open to the gospel than perhaps in some ways in the creative arts.
Tippett says it's likely that the study, which explains very little about its subjects or testing process, was just trying to prove a bias rather than take offense, though. Tippett says we should see this as an opportunity.
We ought not to be afraid of this kind of thing. I think we ought to be able to sit down and, in a reasonable manner, talk with people and discuss with them. And let this be an opportunity for sharing the gospel.
And when was the last time you enjoyed a good potluck with fellow believers? Well, that was just a few weeks ago, but Worldwide Christian Schools is inviting you to join them for a community potluck, but it may not be the kind you're thinking of. Just like a potluck where everybody brings something different to the table to create a well-rounded meal, Worldwide is asking, what can you bring to the table for schools in Christ's name? Well, it takes everyone bringing something different to create the meal. Get involved with a potluck project at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're always looking for great missions resources, right? Well, we've got one for you. It's Slavic Gospel Association's Faith, Hope, and Love, a pictorial book with selected scripture verses in both English and Russian, helping UCSGA's work in the former Soviet Union more clearly. This is the last week. Get your free copy today. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.